Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. Today is day 1626 of our trek, and it is time for another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Joseph Addison, and it is, "The grand essentials to happiness in this life are something to do, someone to love, and something to hope for." So today's nugget of wisdom is essentials to happiness. Most of us struggle to be happy if we're quite honest with ourselves. Our society has ingrained into our minds that happiness comes from receiving things that are external to us. We think if we just had a new car, or a new house, a new job, a new friend, or a new spouse, that we would finally be happy. If you are not happy in your current situation, you will not be happy if that situation changes. While happiness, to a certain extent, is external to us, we do not become happy by receiving something or a change in our circumstances. To have everlasting happiness in our lives, there are three essential elements that are needed. And the exciting aspect of these three essential elements is that they are not based on what we receive, but what we are willing to give. A happy life is grounded in having a fulfilling purpose, that is to say, something worthwhile to do. That could be work, play, ministry, or serving in some other capacity. Happiness comes from when we pour ourselves into someone else's life. This could be your spouse, your children, work associates, other family members, friends, or those who are less fortunate than you are. Happiness is firmly grounded in having something to hope for, some purpose to get up each day, some positive impacts that you can make on your world. We all need something to look forward to. This comes from when we serve others, when we love others, when we encourage others, and when we are kind to others. When we have something to do, someone to love, and something to hope for, we will find happiness. Or to put it in a little bit different light, it is then happiness will find us. Happiness stems from our faith and our love for others. Happiness is found when we follow God's commands. Psalm chapter 119 verse 35 tells us, "Make me walk along the path of your commands, for that is where my happiness is found." Some good advice for today. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,625 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek Podcaster and Journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave the living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.